Lisa, bringing to you 52 marketing and promotional ideas for your business. So our guest today is the beautiful Sonia, who is from Toucan Dance Academy at Bondi Beach. So you want to show them your logo?
Yeah,
sure. We're at Bondi Beach, and this is where, you know, one of the places that Sonia teaches at the Bondi Pavilion. And great to have you with us.
Thank you. Cool. Great. Thank you very much.
Awesome. So the marketing idea we want to share today is actually to do with Facebook. Okay. So, you know, this day and age, there's so much going on with Facebook. You know, businesses go, oh, we need to be on Facebook. You know, but other than the like, how do you really get maximum exposure for your business from Facebook? So this is something that I actually saw yesterday with the launch of iPhone 5. Right,
so
yeah, I know, I saw that, it looks awesome. So we saw, I saw a post that is from one of the fan pages called MacBook Pro. Yeah. So what they did was they ran a competition. They had an image of an iPhone 5, yeah. and it says enter our competition to win the new iPhone 5. Yeah. And this is what you need to do. Number one, like our page, and they actually included the link of the page so people can just click on it and it takes them directly to the page and they can like it. And then secondly, it goes, write a comment under this photo and write, I want an iPhone 5. So they were very specific on what to comment, what people need to write, right, for a chance to win. So I saw within 24 hours that they had over 3,000 likes and 2,600 comments with everybody writing, I want an iPhone 5, yeah. Right? So, you know, Facebook is all about relevance, right? So when they see a comment or post that generates a lot of activities, they're more likely to show that post on other people's walls, yeah. Right? So then that just creates all this exposure and then you can pay for it.
Yeah,
except an iPhone 5.
Yeah.
You know, so that was a very cool marketing idea that, you know, businesses can implement for themselves, and you don't need to be like an Apple to do something like that. Yeah. You know, so Sonia, for your business, I mean, do you guys use Facebook?
We do, actually, every day. We heavily promote a lot of our things through Facebook. We have four Facebook pages that link under the Toucan Dance Academy. So that is Conga Fitness, Zumba Australia, or otherwise known as Zumba Oz, and we have a Toucan Dance Academy one and a Sydney Dance Academy page, plus we have one group page, which is Toucan Dance Academy, known as the head of all the businesses. And every day we always promote what we do, what our classes, what classes. Not only that, we also post a lot of pictures. In there, we advertise about our shows. We also have a group called Brazilian Fantasy Productions, and that's where a lot of our dancers perform shows in Darling Harbour, fiestas, carnivals, so a lot of famous events that happen throughout Australia, in fact, the world. Wow. So we partake in a lot of that. And when we do promotions, we will post out a deal, or a deal that might come from another site, and we will, if it's coming to our website, we'll select or share, you know, share this page, and then you'll get an extra discount, or we'll offer something for them, and we can see how many people share that particular page.
Nice.
And we do that for each of our pages, or if we get so many likes, then we'll also offer discounts through that. So we found in over the past 2-3 years, our page went from couple hundred to in total we've almost got like 17,000.
Wow, awesome. And how long have you guys been established for?
Now we've been established for 4 years, mm-hmm. Toucan Dance Academy, but it's actually been around for about 11 years, but it's only really like in the past 4 years grown.
Yeah. Good, awesome. Yeah. So, see, you hear another very established business owner and how they're utilizing Facebook for their business, and yeah. Obviously they're, you know, going well because they've been going for so long.
Yeah.
So Sonia, we always invite our guests at the end of every episode, yeah, is to share, you know, a funny moment or one of their favorite jokes to our audience. So what have you got for us?
Not a joke, but I've just recently experienced where I was teaching a group of young girls, and there was a good 70 students.
Oh, wow.
And I had asked everybody, hey guys, you know, can I get two or three girls at the front? And the whole group came to the front of the stage. And then I just said, no, I just need two or three people, please. But they were so excited because they love what we do and all the Zumba and dance. And they were like, no, we're staying. And I was like, no, really, I need two, three. Like, that's it. And they wouldn't go down. So then I went down and I became the student and they taught the class. So that was cute. That's enthusiasm. Cute.
Yeah. Awesome. Cool. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you very
for
much.
For joining us. Lovely. So hopefully you got something out of this particular episode. And to get more ideas for your business, stay tuned for the other episodes. Bye-bye.
Bye.